This is a group processing session by L. Ron Hubbard given on the 1st of March, 1954. The title is Group Processing Time. This group processing session is 60 minutes long. Reproduced by Golden Arrow Productions.
And this process is a time process applied to a group or an individual. I want you to get two things in the environment that you're not holding apart. Let's get some more things you're not holding apart. Two things each. A series of two each again that you're not holding together. Pick out two things in the environment that you're not holding together, preferably things which are together, that you're not holding together, and then two more together that you're not holding together, and just check these over one after the other, pair after pair. Now let's check over the environment again, and let's find a series of two each items which you're not trying to get to snap together. Two items, like two chairs, two buildings, that you're not trying to get to snap together. All right, now let's get two things now, one after the other, that you're not trying to get to snap apart. Like two buildings, you're not trying to get those to snap apart. And so forth. Okay, now let's look around and find places where you are not. Okay, let's look around the environment now and find two objects at a time which are not trying to snap together. Okay, and let's find a series of two objects at a time which are not trying to snap apart. Okay, now let's find some places where you were not. And let's spot a series of objects which are not trying to fly away from the surface of Earth. Now let's find several objects which are not trying to plunge down through to the core of Earth. And now let's find several objects that you are not trying to pull off the surface of the Earth and throw into the sky. And several objects which you're not forcibly holding onto the surface of Earth. Let's spot each one. Okay, now let's find some places you are not. Okay, now let's find several kinds of noises. Several kinds of noises which you're not holding in suspense at this moment. You're not trying to interrupt at this moment. Several kinds of noises which you're not trying to interrupt at this moment. Now, several kinds of noises that you're not trying to make at this moment. And several noises which it would be safe for you to hear. Some more noises which you're very certain it would be safe for you to hear. And several noises which you could make, which it would be safe for others to hear. Now let's get the idea of a voice turning on and running constantly in your head. And get how horrible this would be. And get some more voices that would be talking at you continually and forever, all around you, giving you advice and criticizing you and so forth. Get how horrible this would be. But get several things these voices could say that wouldn't drive you insane immediately. And get several kinds of voices that could do this without immediately reducing you to complete insanity. All right, now mock up such a voice, simply saying glub glub or yabba yabba, and move it in on yourself and move it away. Okay. You do that many times now? We'll do it a few more times. And now find the two back corners of the room, two back upper corners of the room, and hold on to them, and don't think. Okay, now let go of those two corners, and let's check the environment over and find, two at a time, objects which are not going to fly together and at you at the same time. A series of such objects. And let's find a series now, two objects at a time, which are not going to fly together and away from you. And find two more that aren't going to fly together and away from you. Okay, now let's find several objects that you're not trying to condense. Okay, now let's find certain clusters of objects, let's say three or four buildings and so forth, that you're not trying to crowd together onto one point. Now find several such clusters that aren't threatening to snap together that way. Several rocks that aren't trying to snap together, and so forth. Now let's find several objects that we're not trying to keep out of here. And several objects that we're not trying to move into here. Okay, and now let's find several objects that you're not trying to keep out of present time. Several objects you've known about that you aren't trying to keep from appearing. Okay, now let's find several objects in the present and in present time that you're not trying to keep from disappearing into the past. And now, several objects that you're not trying to keep from flying into the future. Okay, now let's check over the environment and find several objects which are not at this moment threatening to explode. And now let's check over the environment and find several objects which are not threatening to implode, which is to say, explode inwards toward their center. Collapse, in other words. Now let's find several parts of the environment where you do not detect any pressure. Okay, now let's find several parts of the immediate environment, that is to say, the surface of Earth, where you're not just now going to land from a fall. Now let's find several spots in the immediate surroundings that you're not jumping away from so as to fly off into the sky. And now let's find a series of two objects each that you're not holding apart. and a series of two objects each which are not holding together. And now a series of two people each time two people, and then again two more people, which you are not holding apart or trying to pull apart. Okay, let's take hold of the two back anchor points of the room and hold on and don't think. Okay, let's take those two anchor points, back corners of the room, and put them in front of you. Now put them behind you. Now put them in front of you. Now put them behind you. Now put them on either side of you. Now put them above you. Now put them below you. Now put them above you. Now put them below you. Now put them on either side of you. Now put them in front of you. Now put them behind you. Now put them in front of you. Now put them on either side of you. Now put them below you. Now put them above you. Now be where you please and find some places where you're not. Letting go of the corners of the room, of course. Some places where you are not. Now let's find a series of objects, two each, which you're not trying to get to snap together. Okay. and a series of two objects each that you're not trying to get to snap apart. Now let's get some things in present time that you're not trying to carry forward with you into the future. And let's get some objects in present time, for certain now, each one of these for sure, that you're not trying to put back into the past. Okay, now let's get two people at a time that you're not trying to keep from coming together. And now a series of two each of people you're not trying to separate, people you don't mind being together. Okay, let's get some more people you don't mind being together. And now let's get some sounds you wouldn't mind having touch somebody you knew. Get this person specifically each time. The specific sound you wouldn't mind having touch this person. Okay, now let's get some spaces you wouldn't mind having apart. Now let's get some spaces you wouldn't mind having together, two spaces at a time. Now let's get some spaces which you don't mind having wide apart. Now let's find some ideas which you wouldn't mind having planted in your head by some exterior agency, of course. Some more ideas you wouldn't mind accepting. All right, now let's get some ideas which you're not trying to throw out of your head at this moment. Some more ideas you wouldn't mind having pulled out of your head at this moment. Okay, now let's check over the environment and find some things which are not at this moment leaving you. Some more things that aren't leaving you at this moment. Now find something that you're very, very certain is not leaving you at this moment. All right, now let's find some things that aren't arriving where you are at this moment. Let's look at them. Let's find some things which are not arriving where you are this moment. Okay, let's look over the environment and find some places where you're not. Let's hold on to the two back corners of the room and don't think. Okay, let's contact those corners very securely. Now let's put them in front of you. Now put them on either side of you. Now put them below you. Now put them above you. Now put them in back of you. In front of you. On either side of you. Let go of them and be where you please. And find some places where you are not. Okay, now let's get a series of two objects each, which you're not trying to move together. And a series of two objects each, which you are not trying to pull apart. Now let's get several objects which are not at this moment going to leave where they are and hit you. Get that with great security. Let's get one at least, and then some more that are not going to leave where they are and hit you. Okay, now let's get several objects with great security which are not going to leave where they are and leave you forever. Okay, now let's get some motions. Some motions you wouldn't mind having occur. Some things you wouldn't mind moving. Some motions you could tolerate. Now let's get some of those. One at least, and then some more. Some more things which you could tolerate in motion. Okay. Now, let's get some things which would tolerate you in motion. And some things you could tolerate in motion. Okay, now let's get some things you're not trying to put in your body at this moment. And some things you're not trying to take out of your body at this moment. And some things nobody else is putting into your body at this moment. And some things which nobody else is trying to take out of your body at this moment. And some things which you are not at this moment losing. And let's get two symbols now you're not trying to keep apart. Let's get some more of them. And now two symbols at a time, which you're not trying to pull apart. And now two symbols that you're not trying to push together. And now a series of two symbols each, which you're not trying to condense into something and mean the same thing. Two symbols at a time, which you're not trying to get to mean the same thing. Now let's find some names, one after the other, which you do not at this moment have. And let's find some things now which you do not have to be. Some more things you don't have to be at this moment. And some more things you don't have to be at this moment. And some people you're not trying to convince of anything at this moment. And some things you don't have to be at this moment. Now, some things you do not have to have at this moment. And some things you're not planning to become at this moment. And some things you do not have to have in the future at this moment. One for sure, and then a great many more. Okay, let's hang on the two back corners of the room and sit there and don't think. Now, let's look at those two corners and put them in front of you. Put them on either side of you. Put them below you. Put them above you. or them on either side of you. Put them in front of you and find some places where you are not. Okay, let go of the corners. Be where you please. Remember something that's really real to you. Time when you were in good communication with somebody. A time when somebody felt some good feeling for you. Time that was really real. Find some places where you're not. Be where you please. Find the floor beneath your feet. End of session.